And indeed, it is epic because, Dara, you've won for the third year in a row, you've won this amazing award.
Yeah, it's the third year in a row. And it's an award voted for by the public, by travel industry media and broadcasters. So it's and industry professionals. So it's kind of a big one for us. We beat out places that you may have heard of, like the Eiffel Tower, the Sagrada Familia in Spain. One of my favourite ones was Castle in Love with the Wind in Bulgaria. What a lovely name for a tourist attraction.
Yeah,
the London Eye and Buckingham Palace. And Buckingham Palace is one like that I'm like on. I like dropping that in there.
Yes.
So it's a really interesting one to get for a museum that obviously, like so many tourist attractions in Dublin, was closed for so long due to lockdown.
I have actually been lucky enough. I mean, when you opened up, I did the whole tour there. And I mean, I was really impressed because I suppose to give people an idea of what it is, the diaspora, it's kind of like anyone that's been connected to Ireland, from Riverdance to Maureen O'Hara to Grace Kelly, and you can dance and you have a path. Like, it's really innovative, the whole thing. Could you explain to people, I suppose, Dara, in a nutshell, what you think? As it's not really your typical museum.
It's not your typical museum. A lot of people come into Epic and go, I don't know what I was expecting, but I wasn't expecting that. That lived up to its name. So it's a museum that's underground. It's in the 20 vaults of the CHQ building, which is itself a 200-year-old building up in the Docklands. And in these 20 galleries, you go through 1,500 years of Irish emigration history, from the monks who left in the Kirks to go to Scotland and England in the very early days, right through to the nurses and the navvies and the teachers who went over to England during the 50s and 60s, up to reasons why people would have had to leave the country. Maybe they were single mothers, maybe they were homosexual, maybe they were divorced, maybe they were the wrong religion. And then we get into happier stuff, like the amazing impact and influence of people around the world. So there's little video clips of when Seamus Heaney won the Nobel Peace Prize or Daniel Day-Lewis won his Oscar. We also talk about the sporting achievements that we have had, the politicians. So like 23 out of the 45 US presidents claim to have ancestors from the island of Ireland, which is that. We go into the criminals. The pirates, the people who burnt down Chicago.
Yeah, you know, I found a few of my relations. That was a section I went through very fast.
There you go. And then we're writing, as you say, into music and dance, food, and then storytelling, literature, all of the amazing Irish festivals that are around the world. And this month we're actually installing and will be opening a brand new gallery in the museum. So it's something that has not been seen before. It'll be live around the end of the month. And it will bring people on kind of a voyage from, say, Kerry to the United States on a very old boat, but also from London to Dublin on an aeroplane. So it'll be very interesting to see what that is. So throughout the whole thing, it's about the impact and influence of Irish people around the world, their ancestors, and it makes people proud to be Irish.
Yeah, that's something actually, Robbie, that I really would impress upon people. If you haven't been to see it, right, and if you are Irish, I mean, for me, you know, a lot of times you think of tourists and, you know, the Americans coming in, they'd love it, of course, and they were there when I was there and they were loving it. But I thought, God, everyone from Ireland should see this, because that's what's kind of unique about it. It does, you come out and you think, God, for such a little country, look at all the stuff we've done. And even St. Patrick's Day, I mean, what other country in the world celebrates, has a feast day that everyone celebrates? And I think Epic does that in a museum.
Do you find people get quite emotional when they visit and they realise that the past we've had and the, I suppose, the endeavours the Irish have had to undergo?
Well, I'll tell you who I was very surprised got quite emotional was the Irish rugby team. When they came in about a year and a half ago or 2 years ago, before they went to the World Cup or whatever big sporting thing was on. But they were walking around going, wow, look at what we're representing on an international level. And then you do have the people who are 2, 3, 4 generations Irish who come back and go, oh, my great-grandfather was from Dublin, was from Ringsend across the river there. And he was a boatman and he did this and he had to travel to America. And they really start getting the sense of what it's like to have left Ireland, left everybody you know in uncertain circumstances to build a life abroad. But a lot of people classified kind of as an Irish American, oh, it's just paddy whackery museum. The travel restrictions in a way were great for us because it made a lot of locals go, well, that's always been on the list. I've never got time to go, sure, we'll go for the crack. And then they go, oh my God, that's not what I was expecting at all.
Yeah.
Because there's 360 stories in that museum of people. Lots of museums you go to, and you can kind of go once or twice a year, and then you've seen it. Epic evolves constantly and has new stories all of the time. And people bring us their stories and say, did you know that my grandfather was involved in building this building over here? Or my great-grandfather was one of the people who built the Sydney Opera House. And you know, there's mad stories that come
so
like that.
So it's a learning curve for you as well.
Oh, absolutely. And it's not just all of the famous people in the past in history, fado. It's not just the big names. There's doctors and engineers and lawyers and teachers and social workers and educators, and their relatives come in to see them in the museum.
I ended up going off because I learned something when I went there personally about my family, because my grandfather was born up in Belfast in Hollywood County Down, joined the Irish Army. His brother joined the British Army. And it was from my visit there a few years ago, I went and researched it and found where Patrick had been killed and, you know, and the whole Irish-British. And it was fascinating. But again, and then I went off and did the whole Ancestry.com and I became kind of, you know, because a lot of people love that as well. And you kind of, you get really interested in where did I come from?
Well, you'll be glad to know that since you were in, we added a section called the Irish Family History Centre. That is operated
is
by...
Is it called the Ed Finn Family History Centre?
Well,
no?
Kind of.
Oh,
it is operated by...
I can never stop talking about the Pettigrews, Robbie. I'm sorry.
I know, but this is operated by a group called Enneclan. And Enneclan did the Irish research for a man called Joe Biden. They did the Irish research for Barack Obama, for Justin Trudeau, for Tom Cruise and other celebrities. And they are in there. And you can go in now and go, come here. I have the details of my father and my mother and their parents. Can you show me what else can be found?
Yeah.
Now, you're not going to get the who do you think you are experienced there and then. They're not going to pull down a big book and go, here's your great-great-grandfather and here's the place that he lived. Because those shows take generally a year to research. And as you'll know, going through the Ancestry stuff to find stuff yourself, it's a lot of hard work.
Oh, yeah.
But you have the experts here who help you show where you can go, what you can do, how you can find stuff out. And one of the things that we found is it is a great activity now for grandparents and grandchildren.
I think it's brilliant and I think it's lovely. I think we can be so proud of this, and you know, sometimes we don't, you know, pat ourselves on the back enough, I think, you know.
Well, we're going to give you the chance to take your family along to EPIC, the Irish Emigration Museum, because Dara has very kindly given us 5 family passes to give away before the end of the show today. And all we want you to do is simply text the word EPIC, your name and details to us. Text or WhatsApp the same number, 087-188-1068, and we will draw 5 family passes at the end of the show today. Dara, and to Ed for Travel Talk, thank you so much for joining us this weekend. Epic is certainly an epic place to go visit.
Thank you very much.
Around town. Thank you.
Great. Have a great weekend, guys.